un'importante artista sudafricana. Si tratta di Mamela Nyamza, leone d'argento alla Biennale Danza 2026, dove sarà il 19 e il 21 di luglio con uno spettacolo che è peraltro già molto atteso, The Herd Less. Mamela Nyamza è collegata con noi e la salutiamo. Hello, thank you for being with us, Mamela.
Hello and thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us, for your time and for everything. And congratulations for your Silver Lion, which is an important and really due reward for all your work. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm really honored too. Thank you.
Before talking about your performance and your work today, I would like to go back for the audience to your first steps in dance, which, I mean, even from the beginning have been somehow punctuated by obstacles and problems, as you yourself told so many times. Could you tell us something about those first steps and how you managed to go on with dance the way you did?
First of all, the obstacles, I think as a young girl growing up from Kukulethu, and having grown up by my grandmother, having a mother who was absent, and then growing up in the later and joining ballet and having had my grandmother who was supporting me. So this is actually the first challenge of actually doing an art form, that whenever you go, there's always the support of parents and you hardly have yours. There was quite a difficult thing to manage. But because of the love of the art, that gap was closed because I managed to fall in love with the art, which is back then I was doing ballet. And I fall in love with ballet music, the piano music that they used to play in ballet. And that kind of closed the gap of feeling alone. And of course, I had my grandmother who gave me everything, love and comfort and everything. And then growing up again, after joining an institution at the University of Tshwane in the Sub Commission in Pretoria, I had to go through a lot of discrimination because of body politics, and actually because of being different, because of being the other, being told you'll never make it as a dancer. But then against those odds, I managed to get my diploma in ballet. So all of that has made me a stronger woman to pursue all of what I was discriminated against, to actually make it an art form. So I guess that's where my artistic practice was started from, in terms of talking about all the things I was not allowed to do, the discrimination, body politics, living in the apartheid South Africa, talking about colonization, how things were. Just remembering situation when you had to go and watch ballet in a white elitist theater. We had to wait for the white people to go to the bathroom while we were pressing to go back to the bathroom and pee. So all those things made me like stronger, that actually built the artist that I am today. Yeah. So I've used all of that in my works to actually create the works that I'm creating today. And all those works are actually embedded on that as like a lived experience. Like it's never endless. It's going time after time, the same and differently as I grow older. So I'm going through, and also just being in the arts and actually never had the support, but continue and enjoy all that you can because you love the arts. So I've actually continued against all the obstacles, against whatever potholes I was thrown into. I had to swim in the sea, you know, alone. And then, and I'm still swimming. And also the award for me was a great recognition, that to there's something that says that people see us, we matter, our voices matter, our words matter, also from the African continent. So that was really a huge, huge surprise in a very good way, that, wow, my work is valid too, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Shall we translate?
Yeah, there's a lot I can go to. Yeah.
Shall we translate what you said? Shall I translate what you said, and then we go?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Diceva Mamela Nyamza, celebre coreografa e danzatrice che appunto riceverà il Leone d'Argento alla Biennale Danza di quest'anno, che la domanda che le ho fatto era se poteva parlarci dell'inizio del suo percorso nella danza, cominciato quando era molto giovane, con moltissimi ostacoli, nel Sudafrica, dove ancora c'era l'apartheid, e quindi ha parlato di questi ostacoli in un piccolo villaggio dove mia madre era assente perché per motivi insomma familiari e di bisogno, e il mio amore per il balletto classico, per la danza, sono stati in realtà sostenuti e supportati soprattutto da mia nonna, che non mi ha mai fatto mancare il suo sostegno, il suo amore in tutto il percorso, e questo mi ha permesso di innamorarmi, nonostante tutti i problemi, che erano anche problemi di discriminazione, e di chiudere il gap che poteva esserci fra me, fra la mia condizione e tutto quello che avevo intorno mentre cominciavo a studiare danza, e a innamorarmi definitivamente di questo linguaggio. Grazie appunto al supporto di questa mia nonna così speciale, io ho proseguito e sono passata alla formazione superiore, ho incontrato altre realtà, e anche in quel caso comunque c'era sempre un fattore politico che in qualche maniera mi rendeva solitaria, mi isolava anche da molti degli altri studenti, dal contesto e così via. E nonostante questo io però sono diventata più forte. L'idea di dover dimostrare che la forma d'arte che volevo abbracciare era qualcosa che poteva racchiudere anche le mie debolezze, le mie difficoltà e anche le ingiustizie a cui sono stata sottoposta, è diventata la mia arma, e quindi ho cominciato a incorporare anche nel mio lavoro tutti questi aspetti: gli ostacoli, la politica, gli aspetti della postcolonizzazione, tutto, come dicevo, anche in un Sudafrica che faceva ancora i conti con l'apartheid. E quindi vi dico semplicemente un dettaglio: insomma, nella mia gioventù noi, per esempio, neri e nere, che eravamo anche pochi che studiavamo danza, dovevamo aspettare per andare in bagno che ci andassero i bianchi. È un dettaglio per dire com'era la nostra quotidianità. Dunque, tutto questo è stato inserito nel mio lavoro, è diventata un'esperienza che ogni volta è diversa, e tuttora io continuo in qualche maniera non solo ad apprendere, a guardarmi intorno senza necessariamente avere bisogno del supporto di qualcuno, ma facendo da sola contro tutti i possibili ostacoli. È una cosa che mi ha fortificata, che quindi quando è arrivato questo riconoscimento, il Leone d'Argento, mi ha veramente fatto pensare che qualche cosa avessi fatto anche per il mio continente, per l'uguaglianza in Africa, per tutti gli aspetti insomma che fanno parte della mia vita, del mio lavoro quotidianamente. Mamela, a second question about the different models or inspirations that in your path, your artistic path, you met and maybe you took inspiration from. Can you tell us something more about inspiration?
Where I mean, my inspiration is coming from?
Yes.
My inspiration comes from all my experiences as a young child from Guguletu, who has also been through a lot in terms of what I've just said earlier, and also my mother has also been an inspiration, because my mother was a victim of rape. She was raped and killed. So I've been actually advocating for words that actually talk about GBV, you know, and works that speaks to women, and also just works that talks about all and social ills that we're dealing with in South Africa, because of what I've been through too as a woman, and sometimes having been somebody who was fired in an art institution because of speaking out, and all of those things that make them my work. So all of those things become the inspiration, become the what I'm experiencing as an artist, because I'm reflecting on what has happened to me and to others. Not only me, it's always something that is layered, you know, so it becomes multiplied with so many things that I've come across as a woman. And so my work is embedded in all of that. So the inspiration is my mother and my grandmother, you know, who always told me that I must always pursue what I want to do no matter what, even though they didn't understand ballet at home back then in the 80s. She was like, well, if you love it, we'll see. But are you going to bring money? And I was like, I don't know. It's the arts. But, you know, so that's what inspired me, because I'm in an industry not because of money, but I'm in an industry because I love it. I'm living it. I never saw myself in an office. So that's what inspired me. And also just, I'm a dreamer. So I always dream about my mom and my grandparents. Even my father who passed away as well. So I'm a dreamer. They always come to my dreams, you know, in my processes. I feel like they're guiding me. I feel guided.
That's nice. I'll just translate briefly. Le ho chiesto che cosa ispira il suo lavoro, in parte ce l'aveva già detto, ma ci ha confermato che in realtà è proprio tutto quello che ha vissuto fin da ragazzina. Quindi appunto la figura della nonna, ma anche la figura della madre. Sua madre è stata vittima di stupro e questo è rientrato in buona parte del suo lavoro, perché ha deciso di incorporare e soprattutto parlare del problema delle donne in Sudafrica, di quello che subiscono le donne nere in Sudafrica. Tra l'altro, appunto, è capitato spesso anche, e capita a moltissime, di venire licenziate, mandate via da un luogo perché parlano chiaro, perché dicono chiaramente che cosa subiscono. Non vale soltanto per me, dice Mamela. Dunque, tutte queste esperienze sono la mia vera ispirazione. E soprattutto una delle cose che mi ha insegnato la mia famiglia, con tutte le difficoltà del caso che in parte vi ho raccontato, è che dovevo fare quello che volevo, qualunque fosse il prezzo per farlo. E un'altra cosa divertente è che quando ho cominciato a diventare una danzatrice professionista, in famiglia pensavano che sarebbero arrivati un po' di soldi, ma in realtà io ho dovuto chiarire che non lo facevo per i soldi, ma lo facevo perché amavo quell'espressione, quella vita, quell'attività. In più sono una sognatrice, ma sono una sognatrice sul serio, cioè tutti i miei familiari, compreso mio padre che è mancato, vengono a trovarmi e mi danno delle indicazioni e attraverso di loro io continuo a lavorare. The last question, Mamela, is about the Heard Less. So it's the performance you're gonna bring to the Biennale, which is gonna be a premiere for Europe. Could you tell us how the heard is a word through which we can understand symbolically the idea of a collectivity, of a collective harmony?
I'm talking about a group. In reality it's a group of animals that are led by a shepherd, you know. So in this work I'm talking about a group of animals that have leaders, but these leaders are not present, they are leaderless. We are a country or a continent that has leaderless. Our government are not there for us, you know. I always say they are clueless on how to lead people. So this work, that's how this work was inspired by what is happening in South Africa, and now it's even happening in the continent and globally, you know. And this work was the ideas from 2024. And then 2025, I've been working on this work the whole year because of not having enough resources. I will always work on it and take a break when I have money, work on it, take a break. So I've been working on this work for the whole of last year, you know. But I would not say it's a whole year, but it's different intervals, you know. And then I finished it last year, and then I had a premiere of it now in Cape Town in May. So with the help of a co-production from the Venice. So without the co-production, I would have never finished it the way I wanted to. So now I finished it because of that. Thank you to the Venice here now.
Oh, I'm happy.
So yeah, it's actually inspired by what's happening at home at the moment.
Yeah.
I feel like as artists, we're in the past. And it was like prophetic, because I never knew that we'd be here talking about these issues at home right now. It's big headlines now that it's happening in South Africa. And the work is basically talking about that. I didn't even know. So I feel like it's a moment of saying, sometimes as artists, we can be prophets. You know?
Yeah.
Talking about something and it's happening right now, you know? Yeah. So the work is about that. And also in South Africa, having 32 years of democracy and still wounded, you know, I would say we're still a wounded country. So that's what I'm dealing with in the work, talking about all of those issues that we're dealing with at home, having clueless leaders. Here is a group, but we have leaders whom we don't know whom to listen to. This one pulls this side, this one pulls this side. So this is what the piece is about.
Very interesting. Yeah.
And also wearing the cans, that we're wearing these cans because we feel like we are chained. We cannot walk freely in our own country, you know. Like at night, there's a lot of crime. You can't walk. I only walk freely. I'm in Europe, actually, when I'm outside. But I'm also scared of the night, even though I know that it's safe in some places in Europe. But because I'm from South Africa, I'm always scared to walk at night because I don't walk at night at home.
Yeah.
Because it's not safe.
Yeah.
All of that. So that is, this work is inspired by that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you can walk at night in Venice. I can tell you that.
yes, I know.
There are no cars, by the way.
You can walk at night. You still have that fear.
I know.
You are scared of the dark, you know, because it lives with you.
Of course,
you know?
Of course.
But you do it because you are with others. Maybe you're going to be accompanied, but you do it because sometimes you're in a group with dancers, then we can do it together. But alone, I'm still scared.
Yes, I can understand
yeah.
that. I can understand that. I'll translate. Le ho chiesto della sua performance, The Herd, che vuol dire il gregge, less, che vuol dire meno, e Mamela ci ha raccontato che è ispirato appunto a un gregge di animali guidati da un pastore. In realtà il meccanismo è un meccanismo di riferimento a cosa accade in Sudafrica, dove in realtà il paese non è guidato da leader che diano sicurezza ai loro abitanti. Il governo non è lì per noi, dice Mamela. E quindi è proprio un pezzo che è ispirato a cosa sta succedendo adesso in Sudafrica. Ci ha raccontato anche che lo ha ideato nel 2024 e poi ha aspettato un anno per cercare di avere le risorse sufficienti per portarlo a termine con tanti intervalli, finché una coproduzione che è anche dipesa dal riconoscimento veneziano ha determinato la possibilità di portare a termine questo lavoro. Quindi questa cosa la rende estremamente felice. Dice adesso tra l'altro mi rendo conto che tutto questo sta accadendo anche perché in Sudafrica ci sono tanti titoli che ricordano il riconoscimento che sto per ricevere, e quindi dato che in Sudafrica sì, certo, abbiamo una democrazia, ma siamo ancora tutti molto feriti, e per giunta insomma abbiamo una democrazia che, come abbiamo detto, non rende sicuri gli abitanti, a maggior ragione ringrazio per questo riconoscimento. E in più tutti i problemi del mio paese sono dentro a questo pezzo, raccontano proprio in maniera simbolica la condizione del popolo sudafricano in questo momento. Vi dico anche un'altra cosa, per esempio, cioè io in Sudafrica ho sempre paura di uscire di notte, da sola non esco mai. Lo faccio quando sono in Europa, ma tuttora quando vado in giro in Europa ho questa sensazione che mi porto addosso di insicurezza che deriva da com'è la vita per una donna in Sudafrica. Mamela, thank you so much. Take care and welcome to Italy. We're very happy to have you, to have your show and have yourself here. And congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.